Welcome to the Idea Talks, where we discuss big ideas. The Idea Talks is a bi-weekly podcast with Josh Tice and other leaders on big ideas for life, leadership, and ministry. And I'm your co-host, Drew Pollinencia, and we are glad you're here. For more information on this podcast, visit ideanetwork.church.
This is episode 81, and today's big idea is becoming a charter member of the Idea Network. That's right, my friend. Today we're joined by Josh Ermler, my pal and partner in the Idea Network. Let's talk about membership.
Welcome to this edition of the Idea Talks. We have on this episode Josh Ermler, pastor of Fresno Church out in Fresno, California. Josh, we are excited to have you on the podcast. You play a very influential role in the Idea Network. It's always great to hear your voice.
Man, it's good to be here. I'm looking forward to the talk.
I was going to ask, have you been on this episode? Have you been on this show before? Just a few times, right?
We're almost to the point where we don't even need to introduce you anymore. We'll be like, and he's here.
No, he's Josh Ermler with the Idea Network. And we're talking about something really exciting because a week ago was the summit. Now, we can't just blow by that. What an incredible event, man. So many people from so many places. We've never had an event that large. We've never sold out in that way. I remember years and years ago, we had something like we could only fit 100 people somewhere and we sold out, right? But this was just insane. The amount of people.
And to have so many people who were there for the first time, that was really, really cool as well. You know, to meet so many new friends, it was awesome.
It really was. It was a great event. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking to yourself, man, I had a great time, don't worry. I know the summit only comes every 2 years. I get that. And 2 years from now, we're going to be right back in the same place, back in Vegas, having a great time. But don't miss out. At the end of 2021, we got the Idea Night coming up, and you can host a location right there in your church and invite your local pastor together. You say, well, I only got 4 or 5 friends. Perfect. That'd be perfect roundtable. Or maybe you got 2025. That's fantastic. We want you to be involved in the Idea Night 2021 coming up this fall. And then 2022, we've actually got 2 regional events that we call Idea Days, right? Right, Josh?
Yep, absolutely. Looking forward to doing one down in Florida. So that'll be exciting. It'll be a first time to do an Idea Day in Florida. And then we'll also have one in the Midwest. So we're excited about that as well.
Yeah, these are going to be great. But the biggest thing that we discussed, and maybe you missed the summit and you think, man, I can't believe I missed the summit. The biggest thing that you missed at the summit, other than the great content and the wonderful fellowship, you missed the huge announcement. Maybe you've heard rumors about the big announcement. Well, maybe you want to know details about it. That's what this episode is about. For the very first time ever, after 6 years of the Idea Day turning to the Idea Network, for the very first time, we are now opening the Idea Network up officially for membership. And now, at the summit, we had our very first, what we're calling throughout 2021, charter members of the Idea Network. It's really exciting. Now, you might be thinking, okay, how do you become a member of the Idea Network? Why would you need to be a member of the Idea Network? And for what purpose? Like, what exactly is this all about? Josh is the visionary behind the membership of the Idea Network, and he's got so many beautiful additions and concepts. Let's go ahead and first talk about what is part of the membership of the Idea Network, and what is a charter member of the Idea Network, Josh Ermler?
Yeah, you know, I think it's important to answer the question of like why you mentioned a moment ago. The reality is there are just way too many important conversations that we need to be having as church leaders to have them all take place at an event once a year. And I love sitting around those roundtables and talking about things like leadership development or fundraising or guest assimilation or and there are just so many really, really important conversations to have. And what we're finding is that there are just almost too many of these conversations that need to take place.
No, you're
100% have them all at a singular event.
Yeah. You're 100% right. I mean, even look at the summit, right? We had to close down registration. We could literally not fit enough people in the room. I mean, they got filled up. You can't sit at these conversations. And we're realizing we don't have enough. There is not enough real world space to have all the conversations. This is one of the other things that's been happening over the last few years. So many high capacity, incredible spiritual leaders have been attracted to the network, and they've got great things to share, conversations to have, roundtables to discuss. And even when you come to something like a summit or a day, you're not having an opportunity to sit at all of those roundtables. So maybe you're sitting like, man, I really need to advance in this area of understanding religious liberty right now, or I really want to talk about that theological issue that a lot of people are discussing, or I really need to rehone into the fundamentals of my assimilation process. And you think, well, I can't sit at all of these. And the answer is there are, like you said, too many important conversations that we haven't been able to have just through the idea days, the idea nights, and the idea summits. And so we created a concept called the weekly member-only virtual roundtables that take place via Zoom. It literally is the roundtable conversation from 6 years ago when we started, or at any Idea Network event, a roundtable conversation that is kicked off by a leader who's going to give a 10-minute TED talk about that specific issue. Let's say it's breaking new ground with evangelism ideas. He's going to give 10 minutes of new ideas, fresh ideas as it relates to evangelism ideas, building your church in that way. And then we go to the Zoom roundtable and we discuss it, and it's a brilliant concept. Can you speak more to this ability for these members to be a part of this virtual roundtable?
Yeah, I think it's so important. I think a few things that it'll offer is not just that we'll be having what we've always done, but we're going to actually be able to add to it through, you know, this medium as well. So along with the discussions, you're also going to be able to ask questions. So these other leaders that maybe we don't always have a chance to interact with, we'll have the opportunity to ask them questions. What are you doing as we have these conversations? It'll be an opportunity to share resources, you know, other people at that, you know, virtual roundtable. We'll have resources, whether they're books, whether it's websites, whether it's policies and procedures from their ministry that they want to share. And so each week is going to be more than just even just a talk. It really is going to be an opportunity for us to share with one another what God's teaching us and what we're learning. And so we're really excited about this being not just something that happens annually, but now something that will literally happen every single week. And so we're looking forward to that. The other element that's really cool about this too is that we'll be able to systematically cover relevant topics as we move through the year. And so the reality is we can take, because we have an entire year, and we can move through many of these topics in a very systematic way. So we can kind of build on each other week after week. And so one month we might focus on different aspects of, say, small groups. And another month we might focus on different aspects of leadership development and volunteer acquisition. And another month we might talk about different aspects of stewardship and developing extravagant givers. And so we'll be bringing in experts to speak on those topics. And then we'll also be having those conversations where we can ask questions, get resources. And so this is probably the core element of this charter membership program is going to be this weekly Idea Network roundtable discussion.
Yeah. And one of the great things about it too is, if you are a member, it's not like you are the only person invited to the roundtable. What I mean by that is I look at it as a pastor and I think, okay, Southern Hills or Josh Tice will be the member of this network. But what that also means is I find out, okay, the fourth week of April on Tuesday, they're going to be discussing children's ministry and the newest ideas as it relates to our children's ministry program. Well, fantastic. According to Idea Network and the membership charter, all I need to do is take that weekly link to that Zoom and send it to my children's pastor, my next gen pastor, several volunteers that they want to send it to, and they can sit there and be a part of that children's ministry discussion. It's not just me. Now, I might not necessarily go into that discussion. I may not necessarily need to be a part of the next 2 weeks that are going to be discussing advancing children's ministry in the 21st century, but my team will then be sparked with brand new ideas. And what have I done? Man, I've eliminated, in a lot of ways, the need for their own brainstorming sessions by themselves, or their needing to go to a conference and learn these new concepts, and they're right there via Zoom with the trusted resource of the Idea Network. I love it.
Exactly.
I love it.
And even for churches that might not even have full-time staff, The reality is you could give this to a, you know, a leader within your church who maybe oversees some of the small groups, and they can be a part of it. So it's not even just something that's reserved just for quote unquote paid staff. It's for any leader within your church congregation. And that's really what makes this special, is the fact that it's not just a membership for you. It's a membership for your leadership team. And these roundtables can literally become part of your weekly leadership trainings or staff trainings. There's so many ways that you'll be able to utilize these. We'll also be making recordings of these available. So say you want to use them at a Friday staff meeting, you'll be able to plug those in and share those roundtables or share those talks with your staff or with your leaders at other times. And so there's so many ways to leverage the value that these weekly roundtables will provide.
Well, it's not just the weekly roundtables, and that is a key element, obviously, of the membership. But one of the other great resources that a membership provides is the Idea Network Resource Library. What do we mean by the Idea Network Resource Library, Josh?
Well, literally now every week we're getting pastors and assistant pastors either reaching out to the network or posting into the Facebook community their need for some type of resource. And sometimes it's like, hey, what's your policy for this, or does anybody have a ministry, you know, script for how they develop this particular ministry, or does somebody have, you know, a publication that would go along with this type of an event? And it's almost on a daily basis we're getting requests for those type of things.
Show us your staff manual. Can we please see a job description of this position? We'd be interested in looking at aspects of your church constitution. And it's not just your church, our church. It is literally the leading churches of the Idea Network that are saying, hey, let's open up the cabinets and let's let all of these resources be found in one location. So somebody can search within this resource library and say, okay, I really need to understand the leadership pipeline of the churches that I fellowship with most. Okay, this is my clan, this is my group, this is my network. So I'd really be interested to know, what is the leadership pipeline of Matt Lohman in St. Louis? I mean, they're great at developing leaders. What exactly do they do to develop those leaders? I want to see that actually printed out. And so for some people that will join the membership this year as charter members, it's going to be that weekly member-only virtual roundtable on Zoom that becomes the star of the membership for them. It's like, that's it. That's mine. For others, it's going to be, oh man, I just need access to that Idea Network resource library where I can go in. I don't have to email anybody. I don't have to text anybody. I don't have to, hey, could you please get me this? And then 2 weeks later, somebody gives it. It's all downloadable right there and all for the taking anytime you need it.
Yeah, exactly. And so we're really excited about being able to make this available. And we're going to be releasing new resources into that library every single week. So just like we will be unveiling a new roundtable every week, in the same way, new resources are going to be unveiled every single week as well for those who are charter members. So as we start the resource library, we've packed it full of all types of, you know, policies and procedures, ministry systems, church leadership resources. So we've started with just a big pile of these resources, but then weekly as we move throughout the year, we'll be adding more and more and more of those every single week.
And I don't want to give away what we have not yet done, okay? And I don't want to overpromise and deliver, but we have great talks. I'll just say it this way. We've had great talks about what that resource library could become near the end of 2021 and into 2022 as it relates to actual training sessions. What is it, video and audio training sessions on specific subjects relating to methodological, philosophical, maybe even theological, whatever it is that you need. And once that, to me, it's like a vault, a giant vault where once that content is in there, it can stay, and anytime I need to, I can go in a very organized fashion, search out exactly what I need from trusted resources and say, ooh, I really need to understand what I'm doing with my ushers. Wow, look at all this availability for the ushers. It's fantastic.
And we're excited about it. So those are the two things we've looked at so far, the virtual roundtables, then second of all, the resource library. And then number three, kind of the third major component of this charter membership. Josh, you want to tell us what that is?
Well, there's some exclusive events, which I think is going to be kind of interesting.
And so we really are excited. We are going to have some live in-person events that'll be just for our members. And so this will be an opportunity for us to get together, to have some conversation. conversations, you know, with just some core folks that have already been having, we've been having conversation roundtables, and we just want to take those roundtable environments and every once in a while create an environment where we can have those live and in person with those members. And so we are definitely looking forward to that. And we've already got some ideas on the calendar of what that might look like. And we'll be releasing details here soon about when those specific things will take place. And one cool thing about that is as of right now, at least for the year 2021, all those exclusive membership events are going to be totally free. And so we're really excited about that. And so you won't have to, you won't be charged for them. They'll be totally free as part of the charter membership.
Okay. Here's another benefit of membership for 2021. Again, you're not just a member, and subsequently for years to come, people will be members of the ID Network, but you'll be a charter member because you're starting it out. I mean, we are starting this network. Officially, you know, we had some roundtables. We've had a couple events. This is the official launch, truly, of a network of members. And for those who are charter members in 2021, we're also including an exclusive Facebook group. Talk to us about what that is all about.
Well, as most of you know, we do currently have a Facebook community for the Idea Network. And right now, the last I looked, it's getting close to about 2,000 folks who are in that group. And it's really robust and a lot of good conversations. But what we'd like to do with this particular Facebook group is, one, it's going to be reserved specifically for the pastors who are charter members. So it's going to be a much smaller, more intimate group, but it's going to allow us the opportunity to continue the conversations that we start on Tuesday. So even though the conversations take place on Tuesday, we're going to be able to continue the conversations throughout the week within that exclusive Facebook group for the charter members. That'll be a place where we can ask follow-up questions, or when we start to implement different ideas and we get stuck on something, we're not able to kind of figure out how to move through it, we can bring that to this particular group that we've already been having those conversations with. This will also be the place where people will be dropping in resources around those conversations that we're having on a weekly basis. So it'll be a smaller, more intimate group, but also a group where we can specifically have the conversations around the very things that we're talking about during the roundtables that happen on Tuesday. And so that's really the purpose of it.
If somebody says in the middle of the group Zoom meeting on Tuesday, oh yeah, we're really reaching millennials because we found this book and it's absolutely incredible, and you're like, oh man, I missed that book. Well, it's in that private group. I mean, if you go to our large Idea Network community Facebook group, if that gets posted there, it's going to get lost in all of the other conversations. But going to that private group, it's going to get posted right there. You're going to be able to follow up and say, okay, that was the resource they were talking about. Okay, that was the outline he was referring to. That's the book. So it really is a great addition or an addendum to the weekly virtual roundtable.
Yeah. And so those things really, the core of what the membership is. One, it's the roundtable. Two, it's the resource library. It's these exclusive in-person events. And it is this Facebook group. That's kind of the backbone, the real core of the program. However, just because we like to have fun.
Yeah, you didn't mention to me what's one of the coolest things about it, and probably the most shallow, but obviously one that speaks to me most, is the swag box. And I'm not kidding. Like, I like swag. I'm the kind of guy, if I'm going to go to Disneyland, I need to come home with a Black Spire Outpost mug. I'm not joking. Like, I need the swag. I need the souvenirs. And this box is awesome. So what will happen is you'll get shipped a charter membership box. And I'm telling you, unpacking this box is akin to opening up a new Apple product. You know, it is a great experience. You open it up inside and there's some awesome, exclusive Idea Network charter member content and swag in there. Tell them a few of the things that are in there.
Well, for those of you who like, you know, t-shirts or mugs and tumblers, there'll be those types of items. Of course, it'll be branded with your favorite logo from the Idea Network. And so these are some of the resources you'll get, as well as we're going to be making free books available from the Idea Network publications. And so right now we've got several more books in the process of getting published. And so each box will come with one of the most recent book that have been published. So depending on when you get your box will probably dictate exactly what book comes in with that.
Yeah, yeah. All that's great. My favorite thing inside is every single one. I love this. This is my favorite thing. Every single time you come to an event, you get those really cool name badges, the lanyards, right? And the design, it's really designed well. It's super cool. But what if we got one that was not a simple plastic, really cool? What if it was a metal name tag where it was black and metallic silver that says charter member and my name and where I'm from? To me, now I can wear that at any single event or proudly display it above my mantel place at my fireplace.
And I know you guys are listening to this online right now, but we can see each other. And he's actually wearing it at this moment. He's got it around his neck on this
room. You people think that I'm joking.
It's like a giant black Amex.
That's exactly the design we went after. And I'm telling you, you may be joking. You may have seen already pictures online about this. And I know to some of you, you're like, yeah, whatever. That's not all that serious. But those who know me well know I am genuinely like excited about this. I love this kind of stupid stuff. So I'm going to be proudly displaying mine at the Idea Summit and probably every single event going forward. The original 2021 charter member lanyard with the Idea Network. I can't wait. I can't wait to get it.
It'll be awesome. And with that, it's going to give you just some access to the exclusive events and things like that. And so it'll also work as kind of a ticket or voucher of sorts to the upcoming events that we have that will be specifically for the members. So it has some practical utility as well. And so we're looking forward to it. For those who were at the summit, we had a pastors sign up for the membership, and we were excited to get them on board. But for some of you who were maybe on the waiting list to come to the summit and weren't able to, or maybe it was just that you're hearing about this for the very first time, this is a resource that we want to make available to you. And one of the really cool things about all of this, and we haven't talked about this yet, but I know it's Tice's heart, I know it's my heart to really continue to be able to help church planners, to help missionaries, to help ministry revitalizers. And so we really wanted to ask ourselves, how do we leverage this for that type of thing? And one of the things that we're going to do is that for every registration to this charter membership program that takes place, you'll also be able to gift a membership to a church planner or a missionary of your choice. And so maybe there's a church planner out there or a missionary out there, and this is just not something you would be able to make the investment in at this season in ministry, then we would encourage you to go find a friend who is jumping into the program and get them to sign you up as in addition. And this is just one way that we're hoping to be able to equip and help a lot more church planners and missionaries, and something that I'm personally really excited about, because this will allow these church planters and their teams who might not even be paid staff to also be able to get equipped with these resources and with the library and with the roundtables. And this will be one way we can help them in that. So I'm super excited about
that. I am too. Every membership you buy, you have the opportunity of sponsoring and gifting to any missionary across the world, any church planter, a free membership for an entire year. They'll have access to the weekly member-only roundtables. They'll have access to the exclusive Facebook group. They'll have access to those exclusive get-togethers and events. They'll have access to the Idea Network resource library. And to me, that's so cool, man. It's not just about you and the process that it brings to your local church context, but that you're paying it forward to these guys who may not be able to do this, but really want to become a member that in 2021. I love it. I love it.
Absolutely. And I guess, the one question that a lot of people ask is where are you guys going as far as cost on some of this? And really what we'd like to throw out there and have you prayerfully consider is the fact that, one, this might not be for everybody. And we understand that, this is going to be something for those who, could utilize these types of value and resources. But if you're one of these guys who have been blessed by the Idea Network over the years and you'd like to support the ministry, we're trying to structure this in a way where it would be mutually beneficial. So rather than just reaching out and saying, hey, who'd like to, support the Idea Network, we're trying to do this in a way that you would get far more value out of your contribution than even you would be, giving. That's really our heartbeat. That's really our desire. And so as we've been praying over it and, how could this best work? The cost of the program is going to be $100 a month. And so that'll give you access to all the roundtables. It'll give you access resource libraries. It'll give you access to those free events as well as discounts to upcoming events and the exclusive Facebook group. And this will be for your team as well. And so they'll be able to join you at the roundtables. And so when you split this up and you really kind of start, man, figuring out like how many people from your team could go to one of these roundtables each week, really it becomes just a few dollars per individual per week to attend these events, you know? And so we really would encourage you to get your whole team involved, get some of your other leaders accessing these resources and stuff. And so that's what we're doing. And then, like we said a moment ago, for everybody who does that, a church planter or a missionary will also be able to access these resources as well. And so this is a monthly thing. And of course, at any, you know, time where you're maybe, you know, no longer wanting to support the ministry, or you're no longer receiving the value that you're hoping to get out of it, of course, you can cancel at any time. And that'll, you know, no skin off your back for that. But that's just something we wanted to present, something we wanted to share with you and give you the opportunity to get involved with, you know, and really, you know, come together to make a bigger impact for the cause of Christ.
I love it, Josh. I'm glad you brought that up, because in reality, not only are we trying to add value, even more value than ever before, to these ministry leaders, to each and every one of you that are listening, but what we're doing is saying, okay, this is providing a stable foundation for the Idea Network to do in the next 5, 10, and 15 years what we have been dreaming and envisioning. And that starts to get very exciting. The ability to go forward and truly see, not a little bit of help here or there, but truly see some world-changing opportunities when it comes to international evangelism, church planting, revitalization not only of local churches, but of network and denominational realities. And what we want to see in the next 5, 10, and 15 years, what we envision happening, you're being a part of, because you are truly saying, okay, I see where this is going. I want to be a part. And that is extremely helpful. Like I said, giving a stable foundation upon which we can launch where we really believe and envision God is leading the network.
And some of the guys I've talked to, because we already have folks that are jumped on board to this program and they're already, you know, a part of this, a lot of them, because of the fact that they're supporting the network, because, you know, it's going to go and it is going to resource church planters and missionaries, churches are just basically using this out of their missions fund. And so they're taking $100 each month to support the network, knowing that not only does it support the network, but it's also going to help resource some church planters and some missionaries as well with these resources that we've talked about earlier. And so they're going to do it straight from their missions fund. Other guys are like, you know what, we're just going to take it out of a resource line item in our budget. And so however you do it, now, whatever makes most sense for your ministry, you follow the Holy Spirit on that. But those are just a couple of ways in which guys that are currently involved are getting involved in the program.
Now, practically to sign up, it's absolutely very simple. All you have to do is go to ideanetwork.church/membership. That's ideanetwork.church/membership. And anytime that you sign up in the next few months throughout 2021, you'll become an official charter member of the Idea Network. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Now, I do think it's important for us to say that there is a limited number of these membership bonus boxes. So you'll get the membership and for the rest of the year. But if, you know, maybe you're listening to this podcast, you know, in a few months, we can't guarantee that we'll have those bonus merch boxes as well, because we got a limited number of those. And so I just really want to encourage you. You can, if you want to reach out to us and ask, do we have any more of those left? But if we do have some left, then you definitely will want to jump on that before those are gone. And so we created so many. And in fact,
to that, I would just say, listen to the podcast earlier. What's the problem? Hey, man, yeah, hey, exactly. Come on. Like the priorities.
That's what they get for not listening
yeah,
to it.
Right, that's right. What's going on, man? What's going on?
Yeah. So I just wanted to throw that out there just so folks realize that we do, you know, we just created so many, and once they're gone, they're gone.
So we have so much coming up here on the Idea Network that I'm really excited about over the next few months. I know we just came through the summit. I know we've got now the membership, but now the weekly roundtables, now the new Facebook group, now the new smaller get-togethers. We've got Idea Night coming up here in the fall. We've got 2 Idea Days regionally in 2020. Too. There's so many things to be looking forward to, but let me just throw this out at you. The next 3 episodes of the podcast, you're not going to want to miss. We have just already recorded them. I'm telling you, you say, okay, what is coming up? I can't give all the details, but the individuals that we're interviewing, the next one I'm going to be talking about a book that I've been spending almost an entire year writing. The one after that, we're going to be talking to one of the greatest leaders in the Idea Network, and I think you're going to enjoy that content. We already recorded that episode. I think you're going to love it.
If you would like to reach out to us, drop us an email at joshtice@ideanetwork.church. If you benefited from this podcast, we ask that you take a moment to show your support by subscribing, rating, and reviewing the podcast on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us, and we will see you right here again at the Idea Talks podcast.